Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today has been Ann Hirsch. This is the last segment. And it's flying by. I have a question, a very intellectual question. So this is
as long
to
as
Christina.
It's not personal.
No, not personal. Okay. This is to Christina, to Anne, and to Sam. There is an Iranian documentary on Abbas Kiarostami, which was produced a couple of years ago. Does anybody know the title of the film?
I do not.
We'll go with a duh on that one.
Five. The title of the film was Five. And it's coincidental. It's been 5 days since Christina's birthday. Yeah. So the clock
All
is running again.
There we go.
He couldn't resist. He just couldn't resist.
I love it. It's like, you know, it's just that countdown, it never stops. So it's, once it hits, it's like, oh, let's just restart it. Back, you guys. And anyway, April is my whole birthday month anyway, as everyone knows. So.
No, it isn't.
Yeah.
I have one, too.
Well, you can
when
join
is your
in.
Birthday?
There you go. You
when
can join in.
8 more days. I am the day after taxes.
16. Okay, I'm trying to think what today's date is.
Sweet 16.
Oh, good. April. I knew I liked Dan.
You got it. Aries. Aries
yes,
all
that's
the
right.
Way.
Aries okay, all the okay. way. Well, you know, enough about, you know, how great Aries are, but... I want to remind everyone, I know our listeners love this, the STOP program is beginning again, and that's the Stop Throwing Out Pollutants program. It's going to be tomorrow, April 9th, at Michael J. Tully Park in New Hyde Park from 9:30 a.m. till 3 p.m. I recommend everyone goes to this. It's an absolutely wonderful, wonderful program. You could bring chemical waste, medicine, aerosols, household chemicals, pesticides, fertilizers, bulbs, thermostats, rechargeable and lithium batteries. I mean, it really covers all those things you're not sure what do I do with them. This is the venue to bring this. You can even bring
computers,
TVs
right?
and computers.
Yes, okay.
Paints. Okay. We actually had a lot of seniors come in. I mean, who doesn't have so many paint cans like lying around of leftover paint,
right.
you know, that you, oh, well, I'm going to save this for, you know, some reason. And this you just bring right here, and it's just a great, great program. You're also...
you cannot throw the computer away anymore.
No.
The garbage man will not pick it up.
They will not take it, yeah.
Maybe a stranger will if they can play with it and fix it.
Right.
But garbage men are no longer allowed to take electronic equipment off the curb and throw it in the truck.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. You know, it's there's so many things you don't even know. You know, necessarily what you can do, and that's what's great is that there's a you can call through one and get a full list of all the items, which pretty much everything seems to be accepted. And there's also what a lot of our seniors love is there's a big shredding truck there, so you can bring all of your papers from home and watch it get you know shredded through this giant truck. You know, in your eyes, so this way you know that everything you know obviously is being and you could bring. 6 banker's size boxes per car, which is a lot
that's
of boxes.
Fine. That's fine.
Yes, that's a good amount, absolutely.
Because this is 4 times a year, 5 times a year at least?
Yeah.
Yeah, so
absolutely. So and,
if you wind
know,
up with that many boxes every 2 months.
You know, you can always call 311 and be connected to the SWAMRA, and they'll be able to, you know, coordinate things, you know, with you as well.
Would you expect a wait? In other words, are there lines on this?
No, it's a pretty quick process. There's really not much waiting, to be honest with you, because there's so much going on that it's not, and then, you know, it's a giant truck. So, you know, it could shred a lot at one time. And what's really cool about the whole thing is that every 2,000 pounds of paper that the town recycles equates to 17 trees saved. So it's like, you know, you're helping the environment.
That's
it's
huge.
All these,
right.
It's
that's
all these little things.
Those
that
statistics,
of,
I think, are wonderful. I think starting to put them across.
Absolutely.
That's tremendous.
Because you're not really thinking. You know, you think, oh, I got to get rid of all this, like, junk. But, you know, it really, it's like this little circle of life kind of thing going on, which is
I watched a movie last week called Plastic Paradise.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Oh, God.
About, I didn't know that plastic never disappears. You know, like things break down and
never.
Plastic will never disintegrate. It's where it's thrown. This bottle will stay as this bottle for the rest of eternity.
Yeah.
It'll get crushed, but the plastic will never dissolve.
Wow.
You know, things like that, you have to even this.
Yeah.
They have a wonderful commercial about a hero on TV mm-hmm. now, the recycled plastic. It can be a brush or something that you got to recycle. Yeah. And I'm not saying you can't use the plastic. And the same with the paper. Mm-hmm. Save the trees.
Right.
And recycle your plastic.
No, it's definitely important to be, you know, to be conscious of. And I think that's what's great. Like I said, in North Hempstead, it's really, you know, an environmentally conscious mm-hmm. Town, which is wonderful.
Now, are they doing anything at all with clothing donations?
Yes. So they also have on top, as I said, it's a kind of like a one-stop shop, the STOP program. They're partnered with Big Brothers Big Sisters, and they're there, and they will take gently used working clothes, stuffed animals, electronics, toys, sporting equipment, shoes, books, area rugs, bikes, luggage, picture frames. I mean, it's really,
you name it.
It's like literally, you know, you could just, you're when in doubt, I would just bring, I mean, glassware, they take dishes, cosmetics. And you're able to get, you know, a tax, like a little slip, so right. you could submit with your tax.
But just be courteous. They're not collecting garbage.
Right.
I mean,
no,
a shirt with three rips in it. If right. you're not going to put it on, then you don't
yes,
bring it.
Of
but
course.
Something you say, this doesn't fit anymore, the
right,
color I don't
absolutely.
Like, let somebody wear it.
Which I think is just great. You know, and then they also have Nassau County Police Departments there, which is, you know, will be collecting, you know, the prescription drugs and making sure they're adequately, you know, you can
okay.
just bring, you know, all your pill bottles and any over-the-counter expired things, which is great. So that's what it's a great, great program. That's April 9th from 9:30 to 3 p.m. at Michael J. Tully Park in New Hyde Park. There's also one in September on September 17th, May 22nd, October 30th. They're all at different locations. There's North Hempstead Beach Park, Westbury High School. Call 311 and they'll be able to give you all the logistics of that. But I definitely think it's a wonderful, wonderful
right.
program and everyone
and
check it out.
I don't know. Can you go to SWAMA directly?
Yeah,
like,
you
say,
have to, like,
I can't make
right.
this, but next week I have
yes,
three computers
have to,
I want to get rid of.
You have to call them, you know, and I think they might, like, schedule something
call
with you.
Call 311.
Yeah, call 311,
okay,
and they'll
perfect.
Directly put you in touch with them, okay. which is a great program. So, I check out the STOP program, everybody. Project Independence, of course, is going strong with tons of our social groups are all meeting, and I really encourage people. The weather, God willing, is getting nice out there. Even though
snow tomorrow, I was told.
I refuse to believe
yes.
that there is,
I mean,
snow
that's what
tomorrow.
It's, I don't know what's going to happen.
and cold coming.
Yeah. I'm only concerned with the flowers. Everything's starting to bud a little bit. And then it gets frozen, and then
yeah,
they're
it's
shot.
Horrible.
It's a shame. It just.
But I think the nice weather is going to be coming. I think it's just, you know, just some of this April shower stuff. But I really think, it, you know, once the weather is nice, everyone should try and get out to our wonderful social programs that we have. Every Friday, we have the men's community group that meets at the Parkville Library. We have the Blankets of Love group that meets on Tuesdays at Clinton G. Martin Park. And that's for all those people who could quilt and be crafty, which is a wonderful, wonderful program. We have a senior talk group, and that's on Thursdays. The first and third Thursday of every month at the Roslyn Community Center. And we have another social discussion group every Thursday at the Parkville Library. So I really, you know, if anyone don't want the specifics on, you know, who's involved and,
right,
and times
right.
and stuff, call 311 because they're really great, great programs. And I also want to remind people that the St. Francis Hospital Cardiac Screening Van will be at Clinton G. Martin Park on Tuesday, April 12th. From 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's such a great service. I love it because you don't even need to register. You could just be in the area, go, hop on the bus, and you can get, you know, you'll get screened for your brief cardiac history, your blood pressure, simple blood tests for cholesterol, and they'll give you education and referrals if needed to. It's a great, great program, and they're all over the town. But this is April 12th, Clinton G. Martin Park. If you're in the area, definitely come and check it out. Also on Tuesday, April 12th, at the Port Washington Senior Center, there's going to be a Medicaid overview,
okay.
which is definitely going to be is worth attending. It's Roberto Garcia. He's a Medicaid specialist with Northwell Health. He's going to talk about the eligibility requirements and any changes that you might need to know. And that's at the Port Washington Senior Center at 10 a.m., which is, you know, great, you know. What I love about our nurses and social workers in all the areas, they really take people's requests seriously. You know, so people will say, oh, you know, I really, you know what, we want to learn. If enough people say they want to know about a particular topic, they will go and find a speaker and schedule it in that area. So it's definitely wonderful. And they're all free programs.
That's the main.
You know, so I just want to stress to everyone, they're free and just to check it out.
And anything you go to and sit through, you walk away with one bit of knowledge you didn't have before you went into that
absolutely.
Meeting. It's always, no matter what you go into, you'll say, I didn't know that. And that's the benefit.
And what I think is great about these, you know, community education chats is you go in, you know, but it's a social thing. You know, the nurse and the social worker mm-hmm. are there. You could learn more about project. I mean, there's so many different things. It's not just going to a chat. You know, it's a lot more than that. And what I really love is that Thursday, April 14th, there's going to be a chat at the Roslyn Community Center called Mindfulness at Living in the Moment. Which, who doesn't love that title? You know, is presented by one of our social workers, Audrey Dinstell. She's going to talk about how to enhance your daily life with simple in-the-moment exercises. She'll teach different techniques that will improve your personal well-being, including mood, memory, and sleep. So it's I know it's like a buzzword. Mindfulness is all over the news and stuff now, and it's a really just like a great, and it seems like it's fun too. So I definitely think everyone should check that out on Thursday, April 14th at 11:15 at the Roslyn Community Center. We also have coming up at the end of this month, World in Motion, which is our current events discussion group, and that's at Clinton G. Martin Park, 2:15 p.m. It's once a month, and it's a great program. And did you go to World in Motion once?
Yes.
The current events
yes,
group?
Yes, absolutely.
How was it?
Very good. See. Very, very good. The lady that leads it is knowledgeable, and the group is very outspoken, and it was well worth attending.
Oh,
perfect.
Great. Yeah, and that's what, you know, I love is Martha Cohen, who's the professor. She's a retired professor, and oh, my God, as time runs out. Wow. So she's a Project Independence volunteer, which I think is great because... It's amazing. All great stuff in town North Hempstead.
Terrific. That is really it. It's amazing how the time flies. I want to wish Christina a very happy birthday party this weekend. And we're not going to see you next week, so I wish you a happy birthday for next week.
Thank you.
And Sam, happy birthday. I don't know when your birthday is, but happy birthday, Sam.
And what about you?
Mine's way, way off. Nevertheless, that's it, everybody. Have a wonderful week. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We'll be here next Friday with more entertainment. Thank you.